I have another guest with me in the studio this morning, Eric Elifson from Two Harbors, and is also an actor, and was recently in a sold out and additionally performed performance of Murder on the Orient Express in Duluth at the Playhouse. Thank you so much, Eric, for being with us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Katya.
Yeah, well, full disclosure is that I saw that guy on stage when I went to the play, and I said, I know him, a Two Harborite in the big time.
That's
down
right.
In Duluth. So let's just start, Eric, by, like, how'd you get interested in acting, and what have you done?
Oh, my gosh. It started pretty early on, you know, in elementary school classes would kind of do a drama program and have a little play during the school day. And that kind of piqued my interest. But I didn't really start getting into it until high school when I took a drama class my freshman year. And as extra credit, the teacher had us audition for a community theater production. And I was like, hey, extra credit, why not? And I did it, and it was a lot of fun. And I was where I really started to find confidence in myself, being kind of a shy and awkward kid, you know, like having theater. I really sort of blossomed and found out that I was kind of good at it and could have fun doing it.
Wonderful. And where was this?
This was in River Falls, Wisconsin, which is where I grew up.
Yep.
Close to the Twin Cities.
And is there a memorable, I know when I was... My first play ever, I was in Oliver in our community theater in sixth grade, and it definitely changed my life, you know, in that direction. So do you have any memorable plays that really were formative for you?
Oh, there's so many.
That
first extra credit play, which I did get cast in, actually was called Rafferty Rescues the Moon, and it was based on an Irish mythology, I believe. It was a lot of fun. But let's see,
that's kind of a fun one. Often it's the most obscure. I also remember the Banana Game or something.
Oh my goodness.
Just in college, it just changed my life again.
Yeah. I guess this is a little bit later on once I went to college and I ended up majoring in theater. So this is a little bit later on, but it was just one of the first plays that I did where I really felt that I was knowing what I was doing and crafting a character. It was called Playboy of the Western World, another Irish play.
Okay.
It was written in, I believe, in the early 1900s, 1906, I want to say. Anyway, but the character...
What was your character?
The character is Christy Mann, and he is a young man who has kind of a tough father, and he accidentally hits him with a shovel and runs away because he's scared of what happened. And he kind of has this journey where he grows and he becomes more confident in himself, and his father ends up showing up again, and he's able to kind of stand up to him, and they kind of reconcile and become good friends and go off. It's an interesting, fun little play.
Yeah, and what is it about acting that you just start to really feel your character or your relationship with your audience? I mean, what is it about it?
I like that you can tell these stories of all sorts of, you know, any story you could think of, you can tell on the stage, and it tells it in a very visceral way where you're physically with the audience and they're physically there seeing you perform this character, and allows you to empathize with different kinds of characters in different ways, both for yourself as an actor exploring it and also as an audience enjoying it and seeing the actor portray this character. So I like that. I believe it creates more empathy in the world and being able to see other people's stories and see characters live on stage performing.
Right. I think I often think about how, like, when we're missing out on direct communication, connection, all that, we just have to turn to the arts because that's where you get it. But it's a little more indirect. It's a little softer, like all the stories told on stage. I remember when recently the Lake Superior Community Theater performed, what is it, the play about World War II?
Diary of Anne Frank.
Yes. And you just, every single character, you just really believe them. Like they were that person and you could feel what they felt. And it's really powerful. Mm. Tell us a little bit about Murder on the Orient Express. What a fun play.
Yes. Oh my gosh, so fun. Again, that was a story I knew from childhood. I remember my dad bringing home a VHS from the rental store of it to watch. And so I was so honored to get to tell this version of the story. And we are the run is closed, so you can't see it anymore, unfortunately. But yeah, I got to play a Scottish colonel who was one of the passengers that get aboard the Orient Express. For those who don't know the story, there's a series of passengers who get on the first class car, and a murder happens in the night. And so the famous detective Hercule Poirot is one of the passengers just by coincidence. And of course, he has to uses detective skills to figure out what happened.
Yes. Pretty much everyone on there is suspect. When I was watching it, I didn't know the story, so I did not know how it was going to go, and was just so curious the whole time of how is this going to get resolved? What's going to happen here? And really fun play. Not too heavy, not too light. That was my assessment. So.
Yes, and the adaptation by Ken Ludwig is really fun, and he made it quite a lot of comic relief. But
there
also
was definitely
some
good comic relief. How do you find theater in this area? Are you getting what you like and need in the theater world? I know that we're kind of spread out, and you're kind of rural.
Yeah, yes. No, as of right now, most of what I do acting-wise is in Duluth, and that has been absolutely wonderful. I've worked with the Playhouse and the Duluth Playhouse, which is where Murder on the Orient Express was done, and Boat Club Productions. And there's actually quite a few theaters in Duluth, which are amazing. I know there's some great community theaters up here along the shore. I know there's some interest if something starting up here in Two Harbors, which I am very curious about, but I haven't been able to dive into those things just yet. But what I have done has absolutely satisfied my theater bug.
Good. And I know that, I mean, there is definitely plenty of enthusiasm because everything gets sold out so quickly these days. It's like we're all eager for this. You have to just keep putting on plays for us. Is there anything in your immediate future that we can hear about?
There is. Performing, their opening night is on June 7th. I'm going to be a part of something called the Great American Trailer Park Musical,
okay,
which is at the Boat Club Productions, which they perform in the Spirit of the North Theater in Fitgers. So it's the theater that's in the Fitgers complex.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited. It's very silly. It's set in a trailer park in Florida with lots of wild characters, all sorts of shenanigans, quite silly and fun music. So it should be a good time.
Good. I was going to ask if you also do musicals.
I do. Yes. I love to sing and I dance. I would not call myself a dancer, but okay. I dance and I get by. So I do love to do musicals once in a while.
Wow. Now, I'm sure listeners are saying, okay, how would I have met this guy? Who is this person in Two Harbors? What do you do other than act?
Yes. So I host a yurt stay, actually, on my property. My wife and I also were garlic farmers for a while, so we were going to the Two Harbors farmers markets every once in a while. She may have seen us there.
Yep.
We're not doing garlic so much anymore, but we do welcome guests onto our property to stay in our yurt over the summer season. And those are the big things I get to do.
Yeah. And I think she does all kinds of artistic
things,
too.
Yes,
you're quite tell us a little bit about your wife.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's amazing. She is a moving artist. So she's choreographer, dancer, all around loves movement. And she also is also a visual artist. And then she also does kind of along with, especially since moving up here with her dance, she has explored this medium called screen dance, which is film and dance kind of combined into a beautiful dance that can only really happen on screen, and sometimes may not even include a physical dancer as part of it. It might be movement of nature or other things. Anyways, it's beautiful, and I love watching her stuff.
Wow, how do we tap into that?
She's got a website, KaylaSchiltgen.com,
okay,
where you can see pretty much everything she does. She also does photography, so she's very, very well-rounded. Photography, you can see her visual art, and you can see some examples of her screen dance art as well.
Tell us the website again and spell it out.
Yes. KaylaSchiltgen.com. That's KaylaSchiltgen.
Okay.
.com.
.com. And that will be something you can look up maybe on Facebook too, or is it pretty much her
she's
website?
She's got Facebook, she's got Instagram as well.
She's a dialed-in woman.
Yes, and she has some upcoming performances and things as well happening both in Duluth and Two Harbors in the summer. So.
And you have hit the critical 5-year mark of living on the North Shore. Mm. How do you find it?
Absolutely love it. We lived for 5 years before in the Twin Cities, and have, since coming up here, we've just, it's such a great atmosphere, such amazing people and a community, and of course, being able to drive 5 minutes and walk along Lake Superior is
can't just, be beat.
No, it can't.
Wonderful. Well, it is really fun to talk to you. It's an upper and also a reminder of how great theater is. And I hope every listener sees you at some point in some play. I'm sure most of us will if we go to stuff. And I also hope you can figure out a way to really advance, you know, along the North Shore, because there is so much energy that needs to be put. I know when Lake Superior Theater is amazing. And when they did stuff down at Two Harbors, The Fiddler on the Roof, Grease, oh my gosh, it was amazing. So brings the community to a whole new level. Thanks so much for the interview, Eric, and thanks for investing in this, in local theater.
Of course. Thank you for having me again, Katya.
All right. I have been speaking with Eric Elifson. He is a local actor, among other things,